We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
John was the most incredible person I'd ever met. Aviation was John's love and passion. He was present as a Marine and present as a dad, as a husband. It was a normal, ordinary Wednesday for us. When I was picking up my daughter from daycare, my friend that I would carpool with mentioned that there was an aircraft that went down. In an instant, you know, your life does change. And you, especially having children, have to decide, how am I going to do this? I got a message from a friend, and they said, there's this foundation called Tunnel to Towers, and they said on TV that they're going to pay for your and John's mortgage. And it just felt like a frozen moment in time that I'd never forget. I'm so grateful for that.
By giving $11 a month, you're joining us on our mission to do good. Go to T2T.org. It only takes $11 a month to make a positive impact.
The Los Alamitos 2 million futurity trials are set for Sunday, November 24th. It's our biggest night of the year, with the top juveniles on the West Coast featuring multiple graded futurity winner Up to Party, Golden State Million winner American Dreaming, Governor's Cup futurity winner Favorite Jess Hawk, plus top juveniles Lethal Cowboy 123 and many more. It's our biggest night of the year, the Los Alamitos 2 million trials, Sunday, November 24th.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this almost Friday, Thursday. We come to you live and direct from the cold gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, here at the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on the Las Vegas Strip. We welcome you to the show, and we welcome all of you watching us on the YouTube South Point Studios streaming network. And, of course, all of you listening to us on our anchor radio station here in town, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, that has play-by-play of both the USC Trojans football and the Rams football as well. Exclusive coverage of that play-by-play here in Las Vegas at Sports Talk 1400 AM. And, of course, all of the other platforms that we have, like our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global, iPhone, Android, with the apps that you can get at your app store, so you can hear us through the KSHP app, and of course, see and listen to us at the YouTube app, and of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. We welcome you to the Race Day Show for this Almost Friday, Thursday, the big thing for racing this weekend is going to be weather, weather, weather. And right now, don't look good, folks. Right now, what we have as far as weather conditions are concerned is a lot of snow in the areas of the Great Lake area, Wisconsin. You got Indiana, parts of Ohio, going through Pennsylvania, and it's making its way towards the East Coast right now. In advance of that, there was a lot of rain, a lot of, storm action that's going on before that. And it just looks like, simply put, it's going to be just off racing conditions in a lot of racetracks around the country this weekend. We have another big storm that's happening in the Northwest. That's coming down over Washington and Oregon and Northern California, Northern Nevada. I think that the tracking pattern that they have in the weather seems to be missing Las Vegas, but it'll stay up in the north and then go through the plain states and, of course, on its way to East Coast. So we got a couple of fronts that are really going to be raising havoc as far as track conditions in a lot of the racetracks in the Northeast and the Midwest and in the Northwest as well. As far as Florida is concerned, hey, it's clear as a bell there. Everything's fine there. And all in the Gulf area, et cetera, seems like all the action as far as the weather is going to be in the northern half of the contiguous 48. So that's the way it is there. Here in Las Vegas, right now it's 38 degrees outside. It was 38 degrees walking through the parking lot. We're only going to get up to 63. This is going to be the weather, the pattern as far as the span of the weather between the cold and the highs throughout this week here in Las Vegas. We're going to get down below 40 in the overnight, and we're going to get up to maybe the high 50s, low 60s during the daytime. The only day that seems that for some strange reason, we're going to get to 72, they say, on Saturday. And that's good news for the Formula One, the Las Vegas Formula One race, because the Formula One race is here in town. They have already started closing off a portion of the strip, racetrack for the Formula One going through Las Vegas. A portion of it goes right down the Las Vegas Strip. And so that is being closed off now. It will stay that way. The entire route of the track will stay that way. It'll be closed down starting today. It's probably already been closed down this morning, but sometime this morning they're going to close it down. And it's going to stay that way until early in the a.m. on Sunday. Now, the race itself, to be televised on cable television, will be Saturday night here in Las Vegas. And as I say, Saturday, for some strange reason, the weather, I guess, just one little pocket where it's going to be, comfortable for Saturday here in Las Vegas. So that's what's happening here. If you're coming to Las Vegas, be forewarned that the strip is going to be closed and there's going to be a lot of traffic in and around there with the alternate routes taking up a lot of traffic. So keep that in mind. Here at the South Point, we are on Las Vegas Boulevard, which, of course, is the strip when you get down near the strip. But we're about 2.5-3 miles south of that strip action there. So although we're on Las Vegas Boulevard here, we're going to be in great shape. There's going to be no problem with the traffic or anything around the South Point for the weekend, except for a lot of people who are trying to avoid that coming here, which is all good news. In any case, that's what's going on here in Las Vegas. As far as what's happening around the country for racing, there's going to be some great racing coming up. First of all, tomorrow is opening day at the fairgrounds. So fairgrounds racing will open tomorrow. And also tomorrow, Pleasanton Racetrack will not be open. It's going to cancel its racing tomorrow at Pleasanton in foreseeing the huge rainstorm that's going to go through Northern California. as we said, right now, you know, that that front is making its way through, and it's gonna pass by Northern California and Pleasanton. So for the expected rainstorm, they have already canceled tomorrow's racing at Pleasanton. Fairgrounds, as I say, will open tomorrow. And then, of course, over the weekend, they'll be racing at stakes races, all at Aqueduct, Churchill, Laurel, Gulfstream, all that Fairgrounds, Woodbine, and Del Mar. And on Sunday, Woodbine and Del Mar will also have a stakes race. But coming up this week, when we're off on the couple of days that we're off, there's going to be a lot of big-time stakes races going on at the racetracks that operate on Monday and Tuesday. It starts off on Sunday at Zia Park. On Sunday, there'll be seven quarter horse stakes races totaling $1.3 million in purses. Then on Monday at Zia Park, there's going to be eight stakes races totaling $1.3 million of thoroughbred stakes races. That's on Monday. Then on Tuesday, another $1.1 million in stakes races over seven stakes races that will include both the Zia Park Derby and the Zia Park Oaks. And when you put up that much money, especially on an off day of the weekend, you're going to get some of the top jockeys. Jockeys Fabian Pratt, Jose Ortiz, Brian Hernandez, among other top jocks, already have mounts in those races at Zia Park. So keep that in mind. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of this week, Zia Park is going to put together a huge stakes race programs that total almost $4 million in stakes races over those 3 days. And on Monday also at Mahoning Valley, the $300,000 Steel Valley Sprint will be on, and it has attracted the Amsterdam Stakes winner, World Record. That horse will be in that race Monday at Mahoning Valley. So you can see that a lot of these racetracks that don't want to compete with the major tracks on the regular weekends are taking the opportunity of those off days to run big what their weekend type of racing would be. So keep that in mind for this coming week. As you know, as we move into next week, that's the week of Thanksgiving, and we will be here with the Thanksgiving show. We do know that that Del Mar will not have racing on Thanksgiving Day, but we will have a Thanksgiving show here for the rest of the racetracks that are running on Thanksgiving here, the race day show on that Thursday. All righty. And so taking a look at all those updates, now we can get to some news. Johannes, who finished second in the Breeders' Cup Mile, is now scheduled to go next in the Pegasus World Cup Turf. That'll be on the 25th of January. Johannes' next start will be in that race. They're heading him towards there. White of Barrio, you remember him? He was the 2023 Breeders' Cup Classic winner. Well, he's returning to the races after a six-month layoff. He's going to be in an allowance race at Gulfstream Park tomorrow at 7 furlongs. So White of Barrio returns to the races tomorrow at Gulfstream Park. Bob Baffert is going to unleash a $3.2 million bay colt at Churchill Downs. That will happen on the 27th of November. He's already picked out that race in the condition book. It's a $120,000 maiden race. And this $3.2 million maiden purchase will be the first horse that Bob Baffert runs at Churchill Downs since the spring of 2021, when all of that you-know-what hit the you-know-what with the Derby winner there. So Baffert's returning to Churchill Downs with a high-priced yearling, making his start there, his debut start at Churchill Downs on Wednesday, the 27th of November. That's next next week, next Wednesday. Only Kentucky Downs, believe it or not, only Kentucky Downs has higher maiden purses. Now, the maiden purses at the Kentucky Downs, of course, was ridiculous. It was $170,000 maiden races. But as far as the maiden races over the racetracks that have a longer racing season, Churchill Downs has the highest maiden races, $120,000 maiden race there. All righty. And Safi Joseph Jr. is going to be sending between 6 and 20 horses to Oaklawn Park. Safi Joseph Jr. will be have a stable at Oaklawn Park. That, by the way, Oaklawn Park starts early this year. Oaklawn will start on the 6th of December. Oaklawn Park will start on the 6th of December. They're starting earlier. They got a longer meet now, has been doing that way for a couple of years now. And then finally, we want to congratulate jockey Tim Thornton. He won his 3,000th career win at Delta Downs last Thursday on a horse called Gold Stout. Thornton, of course, a top-rated jockey in that part of the country in Louisiana. One of the highlights of his career, he won 7 races out of a 10-race card at Delta Downs back on October 23rd, 2021. So congratulations to Tim Thornton on his 3,000th career victory there at Delta Downs. And all in all, we've got, that's about it. We want to take a look at just quickly the results from yesterday. Churchill Downs. Trainer Chris Hartman had 3 wins on the card at Churchill Downs in the first 7 races. He won the second race with Luan Machado on a horse called Background that paid $11.94. Came back in the 5th race with JJ's Ranger, paying $3.40 with Rafael Bejarano on it. And then Bejarano and Chris Hartman both came back together for their 2nd win together, and Hartman's 3rd win of the day in the 7th race was Summer Splash that paid $10.64 that yesterday at Churchill Downs. Jonathan Hardoon's pick at Churchill Downs was scratched yesterday, so no harm, no foul there. All right, on today's show, we do have Jonathan Hardoon. Of course, Rich Engel will be along with us. We've got a Thursday night NFL game. Richie's got a selection for that game for us as well. John Linda will be along with us. He has a Churchill Downs sheet for today here at South Point. And, of course, Jerry J. with his selections at Aqueduct. So we're just getting started on this almost Friday-Thursday race day show. We hope the weather is going to be nice, at least where you're at right now. It's always fast, firm, and perfect, though, in the race book here at the South Point. We will return. Don't go away.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes 2 XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this almost Friday-Thursday show. And just remember that the F1 race is going to be this weekend, clogging up everything on the Las Vegas Strip. So if you're coming on out, try to avoid that if you can. Like when you get off of the plane in the at the airport, say, when you get to the Strip, instead of making a right to when you get to Las Vegas Boulevard, instead of making a right to go to the Strip, make a left and go to South Point. All right. They're chatting away on the chat box, and how you do that is real simple. Go to YouTube, hit the South Point Studios in the search bar. You'll get the South Point Studios Network streaming page, and then click Race Day. And on the right-hand side of Race Day, you'll see the people are chatting away. And all you have to do to chat, if you're not already a subscriber, subscribe. It's free. Just hit subscribe, and then you'll be off chatting away there. A lot of good stuff going on between all of our chatters on the chat box there. Love to have you join them. All right, here we go. Here's the menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook. Simulcast centers and racetracks around the country. Want to remind you, as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're listening in the Pacific time zone, hey, no problem. If you're not, though, and you're in another time zone, and all we have, you know, broadcasting all over the world, so we know there's plenty of different time zones you're listening and watching from, adjust the first post times from the Pacific time zone to the one you're in so you don't miss anything. Don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Here we go. Here's the menu for today. We begin with Aqueduct. Now, they say at Aqueduct, the track is already sloppy. Okay? The track is sloppy today at Aqueduct. They had no races scheduled for the turf anyway at Aqueduct, so you're safe there. There are 8 races today at the Big A. Start out with sloppy going, and the first post time is at 9:10, first post at the Big A today. Next up comes Mahoning Valley Racecourse. Mahoning Valley Racecourse has 8 races. Their first post time is 9:45, and they have a Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $6,305. First post time at Mahoning Valley is set at 9:45. Next comes Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky. Now, don't know what the weather is like right now at Churchill Downs, except for the weather map says there's going to be some bad weather going through there. So we'll wait and see. Right now, they have 10 races at Churchill Downs. And taking a look at the card, there's only one race that is scheduled for the turf course. That's the 9th race on the card. So beware that that 9th race might come off the turf. We don't know yet. We don't know how the weather is down there at Churchill Downs right now in Louisville. But it looks bad as far as the weather map is concerned. First post time at Churchill Downs today is set at 10 a.m. They got a nice Pick 6 jackpot going there. Their Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $135,173. Remember, it's a 20-cent base bet, too. All right, $135,173 in the Pick 6 jackpot at Churchill. First post time is at 10 a.m. for their 10-race card. Turf Paradise is next, Phoenix, Arizona. Turf Paradise will start off with a quarter horse race, and then races 2 through 8 will be thoroughbred. So you got 1 quarter horse and 7 thoroughbred races today at Turf Paradise. Pick 6 jackpot carryover there, $16,302. First post time, 11:40 at Turf Paradise. Then we go to Woodbine, north of the border, Woodbine. And the weather map might very well see some bad weather up there as well. It looks like it's going to hit the whole northeastern corridor there, so beware of that for Woodbine today. Woodbine has 8 races. Their first post time is 1:50. And looking at Woodbine, they have no races scheduled for the turf there either, so you're safe with that. Woodbine has a carryover in the Super High 5 jackpot of $15,053. Their Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $44,008. First post time at Woodbine, 1:50 for 8 races. And then we'll get to Delta Downs. Delta Downs has 8 races today. Their first post time is at 2:50 there in Bayou Country. Following that, we got Penn National. Now, Penn National has 7 races and probably going to be off going there. Don't know exactly yet, but Penn National is in right in the path of all of that bad weather going through there. They got a small Super High 5 jackpot carryover of $564. And first post time at Penn National for 7 races is at 3:15. And then we have Charlestown. Charlestown races, Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $42,678. And a first post time of Charlestown at 4 p.m. 4 p.m. first post at Charlestown. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the menu of racetracks available today on your Almost Friday, Thursday. All right, time to go to Jonathan Nardoon, standing by. Jonathan, first of all, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
Second of all, how's the weather there?
It's pouring rain. It started last night, and it hasn't stopped up in Saratoga. I hear they're having the same weather down by the racetrack at Aqueduct, so expect a sloppy track. By the way, at Churchill on Wednesday, the $3 million horse you were talking about is in the 7th race at Churchill, and guess what the horse's name is? Barnes. So I assume he's named after Jimmy Barnes, his assistant trainer, so chances are he may be a good one. And Martin Garcia is riding. So they reunite, the old California connections are reunited. It's interesting that they're running the horse at Churchill as opposed to running at Del Mar.
Now, let me ask you this, Jonathan. The horse is spelt with an N-E-S or N-S?
N-E-S, I think.
Then it is, it is named after him.
It's, right.
Yeah, it's got to be named after his longtime assistant. And deservedly so. But let's hope that even though it's a big prized yearling that went through the yearling sale, let's hope he's a little bit better horse
than
Miramati was, right. Because if not, well, then what can I say?
Miramonte burnt a lot of money, Ralph, until he finally broke his maiden. He was going off odds on every week. And listen, it's hard to name a horse after someone, and usually they don't turn out as good as you'd like them to be, but on occasion they do.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling this is a good one if he named him after Jimmy Barnes.
Well, I know that they had a lot of fondness for Frank Miramonte, who was the track announcer there at Saratoga and at Santa Anita. And I'm sure they wanted that horse to be just as productive. We'll wait and see. But that, you know, I think that, I don't know if they're testing the waters or what. But, you know, it is important. It is important if you have a two-year-old that you really think have long-range plans that is talented enough to make it to the Kentucky Derby for the next year. And this is, you know, this is a long-range plan now. It is important for that two-year-old to have a race over that Churchill Downs racetrack as a two-year-old. So maybe that's their thinking.
Well, they have plenty of time for that, but you're right, it's possible. Listen, the purses obviously in Churchill are much, much bigger than they are at Del Mar.
$120,000 for a main race. I mean, they got to get back $3.5 million. They got to go for the big.
What I'm saying, if they paid $3.5 million, I don't think the extra $50,000 is going to really matter. You know, you'd probably want to run them in your backyard where you're training horses and where you're stabled. But the fact that they're shipping him to Churchill, I would obviously take a serious look. Not that the horse is going to be any price. He'll probably be 3 to 5.
Yeah. So. And not only that, but I'm sure Baffert is retesting the waters going out there to Churchill. And like so many other trainers that have based out of the West Coast, like Peter Ertinen has a stable out there. You see where Safi Joseph Jr. is going to put a stable at Oaklawn. Linda Rice has a few horses going down to Fairgrounds. These trainers are starting to branch out to places that have maybe bigger purses than their base of operation. But not only that, but, you know, with Baffert, he could very well have a small stable there at Churchill Downs with Barnes as his,
exactly.
You know, his assistant that's overlooking them, because of the fact that not only are there bigger purses for maiden races there, but he's got such an abundance of two-year-olds. You saw what happened at Del Mar in the last couple of weeks. You know, there's two-year-old stakes races, and he's got, you know, 3 out of 4 in the race, or 2 out of 5, you know. So, I mean,
they're running on top of each other.
They're running against each other. And, you know, the owners are saying, hey, can you find a race where, you know, I'm not running against you so I can, you know, make some money? So there's a lot of variables in that. But that'll be exciting to see. That's for sure. I'm sure we'll get a lot of notice there.
Yeah. And also, they have a lot more opportunities. Listen, they run Wednesday through Sunday as opposed to running a 3-day week,
yeah,
you know, in California. And they probably have a lot more opportunities for horses. So why not ship out?
Well, I think that's a good move. And I'm glad to see that, you know, everything is okay now. Get him back over there, because the Derby without Bob Baffert, with so many of the good horses that he has as two-year-olds going 3, and the fact that his owners, you know, they're the ones that suffered a little as well. And the fact that the betting public has, I think the best three-year-olds that are still have all the parts in the right place and get it to make to the Kentucky Derby and get in the race should be eligible to run in the race. That's for sure. And
it was really unfair to everybody, Ralph. Listen, they gave him a penalty. He served his penalty. Time is up. You don't extend the penalty. That's wrong. It's not fair to the players, the horses, or the owners. And for the most part, the owners were extremely loyal to him.
Yeah.
You know, they gave up running in the Derby. They could have transferred the horses to other people's names. I mean, when a horse wins a Derby, his value goes nothing but sky high.
Yeah.
So they sacrificed a lot of money, and the loyalty certainly may pay off.
And by the way, the owner of that horse that we're talking about is the one that almost...
Zendan,
yeah,
his big owner.
Remember, he tried suing to get his three-year-old into the Derby, what is it, last year or the year before?
So, last year.
Yeah. So this is all good vibes, that's for sure. All right, time to get started. That's, you know, that's next week. Right now we got Thursday, trying to head into the weekend and make some money. One of your horse that you gave away yesterday, no harm, no foul, the horse was scratched.
Yeah, and the way the race developed, you know, unless he was physically ill or so there was a problem with him, I think he would have been right there, because it set up a closer just like I thought was going to win, and I thought that was the right closer in the race, especially at the price. Doesn't matter. The horse was scratched, and he'll live to fight another day. So today, First of our two radio plays is going to come at Aqueduct in the sixth race, 6.5 furlongs on the main track. And remember, rain, rain, and more rain in New York. Only one late scratch in that race. Number 5, Willful Desire, is out, leaves a field of 7. And I like the number 4 horse in here, My First Love. This is a 5-year-old mare who was claimed 2 starts back by trainer Rob Attriss. Her first start for Attriss, she ran exceptionally well, should get a good setup in here, has won on a wet track in the past. Jose Lascano aboard to ride number 4, My First Love, wins today's 6th race out at Aqueduct.
Now, right now, the early scratches with the way the track is set up is the 1 and 2 horse are out of the first race. Second race, number 1, hit the road, Jack, is out of that. And then in the 6th race, as you say, number 5, Willful Desire. 7th race, scratched the 6, True Empress. The 6 is True Empress is out. And in the 8th and final race, number 1, Lucko Lucky, is also scratched. So you have only those scratches, which are only 6 out of the entire card. I think that probably there'll be more coming a little bit later.
Well, I don't know about that because there is no turf racing, so it's not like they're taking any races off the grass. So if it's down to 5 or 6 late scratches on the card, we could deal with that, that's for sure. The problem is when they have turf races, a lot of these races get decimated and you're left with 3 and 4 horses. That's not going to be the case.
Duly noted. And so those are the scratches at the moment. And track is labeled sloppy to start out with. And like you said, rain, rain, and more rain is probably not going to get out of sloppy conditions all day. How about Churchill Downs?
Okay, we're going to look at the 4th race today, a mile on the main track, and I like the number 5 horse in here, Carrera. This is a 3-year-old filly who was last seen at Saratoga winning on a wet track for trainer Kenny McPeak. She's been freshened up since then. She's run at Churchill in the past. She's getting better with each start. Number 5, Carrera, 6-1 on the morning line. Julian Le Perroux for Kenny McPeak. Le Perroux rode this horse last time out when she graduated and broke her maiden at Saratoga.
All right, the 4th race of Churchill Downs, the 5, Carrera. Number 5, Carrera, is your play in the 4th race of Churchill. I do want to remind everybody, well, I don't want to remind, I just want to let them know that before the show, you had another pick that was in a race that's scheduled for the turf, the only turf race today at Churchill. But because of the fact that, as you say, with the weather, that race might come off the turf and there could be a lot of scratches in that race, decided to go to a dirt race with a lot more chance of the horse not being scratched.
Yeah, well, we can mention it to everyone in case the race remains on the grass. It was a price play in the 9th race, number 5, Telescopic. 3-year-old colt from the Vicky Oliver barn, Edgar Morales, aboard to ride. This horse is cross-entered, so he's entered Saturday in the stake race, so he may not have run anyway, even if they stayed on the grass. But if he goes, I like him. Number 5, Telescopic. Ralph, you got another play out of me? You're excellent.
You know I did. I set you right up for that one, folks, and I got him. I got him, folks, for you. I got him. And if that horse runs, we are going to bet him, that's for sure. Hey, thanks a lot. Don't forget, full sheets for Jonathan Hardoon selections today at Churchill Downs and at Aqueduct right now at your website, right?
JONHARDOON.com. Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe. Be well. We'll chat in the morning.
All right. Stay dry if you can, Jonathan. We'll be right back with Rich Eng, who not only has a selection in horses, but, hey, there's a NFL football game on tonight. We got to find out who he likes there, too. Don't go away.
Tunnel Stowers helps so many people. As a player of the Mets, I feel like for me, I have a responsibility to give back, especially to a cause that's authentically New York. And I just want to show appreciation for those brave men and women who really do a massive service, not just in New York, but everywhere. Hey, I'm Pete Alonso. Let's go Mets, and let's help the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Go to T2T.org for more information about how your donation can make a difference.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation in their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting T2T.org.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Thursday card. Our chatters are chatting away about the conditions that will be here in Las Vegas this week, and a lot of them say you could take the rear entrances to a lot of the Strip hotels. The problem is the rear entrances will be now double-packed because the main entrances will be closed, and so therefore there will be more traffic coming in the rear entrances. So it's just going to be a traffic headache as far as trying to get in and out of those hotels until the race is over, the Formula One race. Remember, come on down to the South Point. Plenty of parking out there, and it's free for your cars. All right, let's go to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners. And I can tell folks out there that people like you and me, Ralph, we're avoiding the Strip during this race.
Yeah, no question about that. Of course, your delivery guys still have to deliver some forms to some of the books that are on the Strip that still take horse racing as they do, and but they know the rear entrances.
Yeah, the Dean Martin or Cole Wall or, you know, some way to come in the back door, but it's still a pain in the neck. I've heard a lot of my couriers who work for the RJ say that it's really difficult to get in and out during this coming week.
We got no problem here at the South Point, though, and we've got a football game on tonight, Richie. It's being played in Cleveland. Pittsburgh is going to play Cleveland, always a great matchup in that division. But how? I believe the Cleveland is an outdoor stadium. So how's the weather going to be tonight at Cleveland, do you know?
I've been tracking the weather because at this time of year, we're into late November and December football games. Outdoor stadiums obviously are affected by the weather. But the weather tonight in Cleveland is supposed to be, for them, fairly mild. It's supposed to be mid-30s, maybe 10, 12-mile-an-hour winds. That's good weather for Cleveland at this time of year. So I don't think that'll be a major factor.
And no rain in the forecast or snow.
I think it was just a slight chance, but knock on wood, hopefully it avoids Cleveland Stadium.
All right, so how do you see it playing out?
Well, these two teams play twice a year, Pittsburgh and Cleveland. They have a great history of playing against each other. And one of the angles I'm going to take a look at, Ralph, is the fact that last week, and we talked about this, the Baltimore Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers had an all-out war playing against each other, and the Pittsburgh finally won out over the Baltimore Ravens. But that was a physically and emotionally draining game. And so with that being the angle that I'm going to take, I'm going to take the points with a very ugly team, the Cleveland Browns plus 3.5. They have been able to move the ball a lot better ever since Deshaun Watson's injury. Jameis Winston has played some good football at times, but I tell you what, he's a Jekyll and Hyde quarterback. Right? He can throw for 300 yards one game. He can throw four interceptions the next game. So hopefully we get the good Jameis Winston. And plus 3.5 in a rivalry game, even if Cleveland does not win, at least if they keep it within one score, they got a chance to cover this.
Yeah, if they can keep it within a field goal victory, you win by the hook. And a hook is as good as a mile, that's for sure. But talking about, you know, Cleveland and having to move the ball, Pittsburgh's defense is pretty tough.
Pittsburgh's defense is outstanding, yeah. Rob. Absolutely. One of the best in the National Football League. But, you know, keep in mind with the offense, with Russell Wilson, they've been able to move the ball pretty well themselves since they switched to Wilson from Justin Fields. But Pittsburgh's two of their wins this year, Ralph, they haven't even scored a touchdown, offense or defense. They've kicked all field goals. So if it's a field goal game, that makes the plus 3.5 even more valuable.
Oh, yeah, much more attractive if it stays down to a field goal game. All right, enough said about football. Now the time to get under the horse hide. Where are we going?
Let's go to Aqueduct race number 4. I heard you talking about the weather in New York and Ozone Park. It's going to be a sloppy slash muddy racetrack. Mile on the main track in the fourth race. I'm just going to go for a surest type winner, the number 2, Strapped, 8-5 in the morning line. Linda Rice dropped down. I think her angle for dropping this down, Ralph, is she claimed this horse for 40 and quite frankly hasn't done as well as she would like. Dropping to 25, if nobody claims this horse, opens up a whole lot of races in the condition book for her. So she's probably rolling the trainer dice. Let's go with the 2, Strapped in the fourth.
All right, we can't in any way knock Linda Rice's M.O. and her strategies, that's for sure. So in the fourth race, number 2, Strapped, with Dylan Davis aboard. I believe Dylan Davis is still the leading rider there, or close to the top of the jock standings there in New York. And so with that in mind, and I'll check real quick here. Let's see what we got. Dylan.
All I know is, Ralphie, you and I know his dad, Robbie Davis, was a fantastic jockey.
Yeah.
And obviously those skills have moved on to his son.
And the whole family. I mean, he's got sisters who are good jocks, too. But Dylan Davis is leading the jockey standings there at the new fall meet, the winter meet there at Aqueduct. He's got 12 wins so far. Let's make it a 13th one with the fourth race today. Number 2, Strap is your selection in the fourth at Aqueduct. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Rich.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right, we're going to wrap it up with John Lindo standing by in Southern California and Jerry Jackowitz here in Vegas. So don't go away. We will be right back.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our 7 specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
The Los Alamitos 2 million Futurity trials are set for Sunday, November 24th. It's our biggest night of the year, with the top juveniles on the West Coast featuring multiple graded Futurity winner Up to Party, Golden State Million winner American Dreaming, Governor's Cup Futurity winner Favorite Jess Hawk, plus top juveniles Lethal Cowboy 123, and many more. It's our biggest night of the year, the Los Alamitos 2 million trials, Sunday, November 24th.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to go out to Southern California, where John Lindo is standing by. And I think with all that storms in Northern California, I think it's going to miss Southern California. John, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Ralph. If anything, they say maybe there's a 20% chance of rain Saturday night into Sunday here, but I don't think it's going to get all the way down here. I think we're going to be fine.
Well, we know if it gets down to you, then it's going to get to us, too. And the predictions here are not for any rain on this weekend, and certainly let's hope not for Saturday night when they have the Formula One, the Las Vegas Grand Prix here. Today you have a Linda report for Churchill Downs, and that means that for those folks who want to get a Linda report for today at Churchill Downs, there's only one place you can do it here in Las Vegas. It's right here at the South Point. It is here free of charge, exclusively, and complimentary to the horse players here. Today you're doing a Linda report for Churchill Downs, and as you often do when you begin the week with a sheet at a particular racetrack, you give everybody an update on the jockey trainer standings.
Right. At Churchill Downs, Luis Saez is your leading jockey. He's got 25 winners. Tyler Gaffalione, who is off the last couple of days, has 15. He is named today, but I'm not sure he's going to ride. No changes yet. He's still recovering from that spill he took the other day. Rafael Bejarano and Luan Machado, they're tied for third. They've each got 9 winners. And interesting that Jose Ortiz is winless from his last 18 mounts there at Churchill Downs.
Ooh, a little cold there, Jose is. He'll probably heat up today just when we were talking about him, you know. What about the trainers?
The usual suspects. Steve Asmussen has 11 winners. He's the leader. Brad Cox right behind with 9. And Joe Sharp having a good meet. He's got 7 wins.
And I got to tell you, Chris Hartman came up with 3 winners just yesterday. So he's going to make it into that top echelon as well. What about the favorites?
Favorites have been holding right around 36% for the meet, Ralph.
All right. You got it, my man. And certainly, you know, when we talk about Churchill Downs, don't know how the weather is out there, but the weather maps kind of show it not being so well too conducive to have a fast track out there.
Well, I know up at Turfway Park at Florence, Kentucky, they were jogging in snow flurries this morning, and it's supposed to be about 40 degrees with a chance of rain or snow showers today at Churchill Downs, so we'll keep an eye on what's going on out there. The good part is that main track does handle moisture.
And also another good thing is there's only one race today that was scheduled for the turf, even if they have to take it off, and that's, of course, is the 9th race on the card. Otherwise, they're all going to be dirt races. Hey, what about Bob Baffert starting that $3.2 million yearling there at Churchill next week?
I'm thinking he wants to make a good impression making his first start at Churchill in 3 years. So, you know, he had entered the Matacat Road last week and didn't draw it in at Churchill off the Alsos, and he ended up running second in the Bob Hope at Del Mar Grade 3 Stakes on Sunday. So this is the horse that he's been working with, Barnes, who did not have a name till about 3 weeks ago. And they were saving that name, Barnes, named after Jimmy Barnes, the assistant, for a good one. So I'm guessing this horse can run a little bit.
He's going to probably outrun Marimotti then, huh?
He's in the Native Diver on Saturday.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll wait and see if he can pull that one off. Of course, remember, the Native Diver, of course, it was the very first California bred ever to make $1 million and more. He was... during my time, my younger days at the racetrack, really a fantastic horse, a nice big jet black horse that was on the track. And in his post parades, he'd, you know, stop, look around at the crowd, etc. He knew he was special, that's for sure. And he had Jerry Lambert, the rider, when Lambert was in the armed forces, and they'd give him passes on the weekends when Native Diver was running so he could ride him.
Well, my old trainer, Bill Spar, told me he was working for a vet at that time. And the guy he was working for said, well, go ahead and give that horse a shot. And he said, take the stool with you. And he said, well, what do I need that for? I said, you'll see. So Bill walked over to the stall and saw the size of Native Diver. He needed to get up on the stool to give this horse a shot. So he was a big boy.
And he was trained by one of the old, great old rustic trainers, Buster Millerick.
He was. And, you know, he was all speed, that horse. He'd just run and tear your lungs out.
And Buster always had a cigar in his mouth, whether it was lit or not, it was always sitting there in his mouth. Okay, time reminiscing is over. Time to get started with a horse or two.
I tell you, let's go to race number 7 today at Churchill Downs. I love this horse's name, Easy Tree Eights. This is a horse that got out kick going a 1-turn mile last time at Churchill Downs. Gets 2 turns, a mile and a 16th today. The kind of one-pace style that she showed, I think, is going to go better around 2 turns. She'll have the leaders in her sights, and I just think the extra distance and the extra turn is really going to help her more than some of the others. 3-1 on the program, number 4, Easy Tree Eights, 7th race today, Churchill Downs.
Yeah, a little play on words there. Easy Tree Eights, the 4 horse in the 7th race, a maiden race for 2-year-old fillies at a mile and 16th with Ricardo Santana aboard. In the 7th race, John Lendo's pick for the race day listeners, number 4. Don't forget, that's just the 7th of Churchill. He's got a full sheet with the suggested late pick 4 as well, and all the goody information we just talked about on one comprehensive Lendo report. And that's available right now only in one place here in the gaming capital. That is right here at the South Point in our racebook, free of charge. Hey, thanks a lot, John, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it, Ralph. Good luck today.
All right, you got it. Now we're going to go to Jerry Jackowitz, who I see has his Giants hat on and a coat. Jerry, is it, did the gas company turn off the gas in your place, or what's the deal here?
I'm always cold.
Oh, okay. So, well, that's good. You give us the...
I can wear a coat in the middle of
the You're doing the atmosphere look. You know, everybody knows it's cold outside, and certainly...
Yeah, I mean, this is just a thin shirt underneath, so...
All right.
But yeah, I'm giving you the idea. It's going to be, will the Formula Ones, will they run in this weather?
The Formula Ones will run in cold. They just won't run in on a wet track. So, yeah, we want to get them in.
Right,
we want to get them in. We want to get them out because the strip, the portion of the strip that's part of the racetrack is already closed, and it's going to be closed until early Sunday morning, and we want the traffic back to normal here. Especially,
yeah, really. I mean, it's,
especially for the Thanksgiving weekend.
It's not good for the locals.
Yeah, no. Especially for the Thanksgiving weekend. I want to make sure that it's clear there. All right, Jerry, track today at Aqueduct, they say, is going to be sloppy, and there's rain that continues throughout the New York area, and maybe even some snow flurries here and there. But in any case, how much do you depend on when you do your numbers for such breeding as horses who has breeding whose parents, whose lineage likes the off-going or not like the off-going?
Well, I mean, that's a big deal in handicapping. I don't want to get too deep into it, but that's a big part of my sheet. You know, I have the P's. The P horses are horses that are potentially capable of running on the wet track, and I do it basically all off of breeding, looking about the dam sire and the sire side. So.
And now that's the P. The P means potential, but the M's next to it means they have performed well on off tracks, right?
Absolutely. In their case, I don't care who their parents are. It's just what they've actually done on a wet track. Now, for example, there is a differentiation between a wet, sloppy track and a muddy track and, say, a good track. A good track is more like doesn't behave like a wet or a sloppy track. So when you see the GD for good in your past performances and you see an M on the Jerry J sheet, that M is not pointing at a good surface. It's only pointing at a sloppy or a muddy surface. So keep that in mind.
And when we see a P, does that mean generally overall you don't know yet how the horse is going to perform off track?
And nobody knows. It's just our guess.
Yeah, and the P.
Nobody outside. The insiders might know.
And the P then is your assessment of only the breeding and how the horse might react on the off track then.
Correct.
Okay, good. And that I want
to what makes horse racing really good is that your best payoffs are for the things that are really unknown for sure.
Mm-hmm.
The things that are known for sure, you don't get as good payoffs on.
And
that's why the P's are actually better than the M's.
And that's exactly because the M's are already known. That's exactly why I wanted to ask you that question about those denotions on your sheet, because it's important for people to understand that, especially on a day like today with the sloppy track. All right, let's put your theory to work.
Yeah, let's go to the sixth race. I have It Takes Heart as my play, the two-horse. You can kind of see the claim for $25,000 in August, came back in October 20th. Ran really well early with probably a little saltier group, tired late, now drops way down to 12.5. It's sort of like an old school pattern, claim, pushed up, dropped down, and probably should be 3-2 in this race. We get a wet track, and I can see very clearly that the horse raced well in the mud at Gulfstream Park, but I still wasn't 100% sure, but on the breeding, I gave it a P, so this is kind of a strong P.
Okay.
Anyway, I think that this is the right horse, the two horse, It Takes Heart. I'm playing it over the 1, 3, 4, and 6, just small reverses to break even. The two's got to get the job done at 3-2 or better.
All right, in this race, you like the 2 over 1, 3, 4, 6. 2 over 1, 3, 4, 6 in reverse. Now, I have got a sloppy racetrack Scirocco play because Jonathan Ardoon came earlier, and he likes the 4, my first love in the race, one of your link-up horses. So my Scirocco...
Right, it's a big M.
Okay.
It happens to be a big M on my sheet. It's a well-known mutter.
Okay, good. So that makes me feel good about the Scirocco play then.
See, it's funny, but it doesn't make me feel good. It makes me feel like it's too obvious.
Okay.
But we'll see. You know, we got to use those two.
All right. So the Scirocco
play. Too obvious means shrunk in price. That's.
All right. So the sixth race at Aqueduct, the Scirocco play is the exacta box of 2 and 4. You, however, key the 2 over 1, 3, 4, and 6. Power pages for all of Aqueduct today available at all jerryjspowerpage.com. All right. Well, it's we've done it again, Jerry. We're ending the show, and you're going to say it.
Have a great race day, everybody. Stay warm.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.